Hi, listeners. Wow, this is going to be a weird way to start this. Okay, so F, the letter F as in Frank, and M, F and M. Yeah, I know, it sounds funny, like S and M, right? Okay, yeah, that was my joke. All right, maybe it's a stupid joke. I don't know. Anyway, this week I'm talking about Devarim and Tisha B'Av. Devarim is, we're just entering the last of the five books of Moses. So we're in for the home stretch. That's what you say in baseball. And it's a big deal because Moses is about to lead the people or send them over into the promised land. And when you think about this week's Torah portion, Devarim, and the holiday, the commemoration, it's not really a holiday, it's not, well, it's holy, so that makes it a holiday, Tisha B'Av. If you know anything about either one of these, and don't worry, I'll tell you, you probably don't think of the words fantastical, funny, or magic. But here's something fantastical, funny, and magical. Have you heard of the show, or have you seen it, Jane the Virgin? It's a series that's now on Netflix. It came out during the Trump administration or before, I'm not exactly sure when. It ran for 6 seasons, and my husband and I just discovered it a few months ago, and we just finished watching it. We marathon watched all 6 seasons over the course of only a few months, which is kind of embarrassing. It's a lot of TV watching. It was a special time that my husband and I spent together every evening, and truthfully, it was like filling a void left by our younger daughter moving out. We had to find something fun to do together. Yay for her, though. I'm really happy for her. No, seriously, you know, we're really happy for her and proud of her. But anyway, if you haven't seen Jane the Virgin, you have to. I'm absolutely serious. It is a dramedy, a comedy and a drama. It's so well done. It's a telenovela. It makes fun of telenovelas, which are Spanish soap operas. And at the same time, it has such a great real life portrayal of 3 generations of strong Latina women who live together, a granddaughter, a mother, and a grandmother. And it addresses all kinds of serious issues, including U.S. immigration policies, and it's completely absurd and fantastical. But it's also really, like, it really shows how, like Latino culture and the generational thing. And it's just, it's beautiful. And you cry at the pain, you grip your seat, and you scream out loud at what happens at every time. It's that crazy. Like so Jane and there's this whole love triangle, and Michael gets, she marries him, he gets killed, she finds, suddenly, I don't know, 3 years later, it's like, oh, guess what, he's alive. What, he's alive? She's about to marry the other guy, and then it turns out that Michael has amnesia and can't remember anything, and she tries and tries to help him get his memory back, and just as about, they're about to, like, make peace with saying goodbye, suddenly his memory returns, just like a soap opera. It's perfect. It's just, it's fantastic. And you're like, I can't watch this anymore. Anyway, the most important thing that you come away with is that you're reminded of the power of love and a deep desire to believe in the fantastical, magical possibilities of life, and also of living in community and the power of community. I need a lot of these messages these days as a counter to the constant barrage of the reminders in the news and in just in the weather. I mean, the crazy weather we're having, that our world is in serious trouble. I need these reminders of these possibilities of magic. I also don't need Tisha B'Av, which commemorates the destruction of the temple and the burning of an ancient city, to remind me to be in mourning. Our tradition says that we're supposed to be in mourning for 3 weeks before the holiday, which has special restrictions put in place for those whole 3 weeks. And it feels really especially burdensome to me at the moment when I feel like I'm partly living in a place of mourning all the time. On the other hand, I recognize ritual as very important, and Tisha B'Av offers an opportunity to practice ritual in community, because you're never supposed to mourn alone. And that's what you do on Tisha B'Av. You read Lamentations, you lament publicly. You chant it in the dark at night. It's magical in itself, actually. Just the ritual itself is magical. And it reminds you that community is crucial to survival. At the same time, our tradition says that if Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbat, you have to push it off for a day. We're not allowed to mourn on the Sabbath. Funerals and burials are not allowed on the Sabbath or holidays. Mourning takes a break, and it comes to an abrupt end. And I was thinking maybe that's a message for how to live our lives. When I was reading the Torah portion this week, here's a message, like the most important thing that jumped out at me this week was it's time to cross over. God says to Moses, it's time to cross over into the promised land. So prepare the people for it. It's happening soon. And what seems like preparation seems to be here is Moses retelling everything that's happened to them up until this point over the 40 years of wandering through the desert. I guess that's a way of preparing ourselves, reviewing our lives, right? We prepare for death in that way. That's yeah. So anyway, or in addition, of course, Torah stories are all very magical and fantastical, from the way God speaks to Moses, to water pouring forth from rocks, to giving birth at 90 years old, to the description even of the promised land as flowing with milk and honey. And such stories, I think it's important to remember, helped millions of African Americans survive slavery and make freedom happen. And it gave them the strength to continue fighting for freedom, even to this day. And it helped millions of people make new lives in the United States as immigrants. I was listening to a podcast the other night in the middle of the night. I had a really bad migraine. You'd be happy to know that got much better, much shorter, not as intense, but it was bad. And I was, and this is something that gets me through. I listen to podcasts, and I heard this interview with, his name is DeRay McKesson. He's a Black Lives Matter activist. And he says very clearly, I believe in magic. He says that with all his heart. And in making, basically what he believes in making magic happen, that we have to make magic happen in community, through community, and in very simple ways. You can hear his beautiful story on Meditative Story, a podcast. It's episode 25. I recommend it. Anyway, while listening to McKesson's story, I thought, I want to believe in magic, and believing in magic is kind of like believing in God. It takes both faith and action. You know what else is magical and fantastical? Laughter and playfulness. They carry the power of survival. And here's another podcast I was listening to, Esther Perel. She's a psychotherapist, and she told a story of a group of Holocaust survivors who saw a play that dramatized their lives in the camps. And in an effort to honor the pain of these survivors, the play was very serious. And when it was over, the actors, the director asked these survivors, so what did you think? And they said, yeah, it was good. But where is the laughter? We didn't survive such an ordeal by being serious all the time. We laughed at ourselves and our situation. This was part of our resilience. Perel says we've become way too serious and earnest in our desire to respect each other. we're all so politically correct. Well, some of us. We're afraid of offending, but to an extreme. We're afraid to laugh even at ourselves. Even self-deprecation has become taboo. But finding humor in the pain, the ability to laugh instead of cry, is just as crucial as community or the determination to survive. Humor offers distance, ownership, autonomy, perspective. It gives us a way of having power over the matter. Laughter is play, and when you lose humor, you lose playfulness. The effects of humor are magical, too. So let's remember to cross over, like our tradition reminds us. Maybe we even have to remember to do it moment by moment. We can mourn together in the magic of community, take action in community, and then cross over into fun and playfulness. All the time. Let's continue to celebrate life, to remember to feel alive in the midst of the pain and the suffering. And let's use the magic of humor and playfulness and stories to do that. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next week. Bye.